This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah. Yoimi, Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Chaf. Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Chaf. Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Tzorach ledakdek b'chaseros v'yaseros. You have to be careful about chaseros and yaseros. Missing vavs, missing yuds, extra vavs, extra yuds. Shem chasar, ayas, yiter, ois achas. If you missed or you added one letter, psulim, the whole thing is puzzle. Venimtsu amenichim oisam, mevarchim achoyam brachavatala. And it comes out that those who put it on, they are making a brachavatala every day. Not only are they making brachavatala, but gam shar bechoyam blemitzas tfilin. They're also not being mekayim in the midst of tefillin. V'nimtza oinesh ha-soifer meruba. It comes out, the punishment of the soifer is very great. L'chein tzorch liyos ma'oid yirei shamayim. Therefore, you have to be very God-fearing. V'chared l'dvar Hashem. You have to tremble for the word of God. Ha-mesasek v'ksivat tefillin v'tikunim. If you're going to involve yourself in writing tefillin and fixing it. So unless you consider yourself a very great Yari Shamayim, Safras is not for you. You could sell used cars, but don't go into Safras. Unless you are an extreme Yari Shamayim and you're Chored L'Dvar Hashem. So I always have the question, what do you mean? Why doesn't the guy get the mitzvah of tefillin? He wanted to put on tefillin, so he's an oynes. So the Meshech Chachma says, well, it's very nice he's an oynes, but that's not going to do him any good, because oynes only exempts you from punishment, but you're not going to get the schar of the mitzvah. But still the question is, why don't you get the schar for wanting to do the mitzvah? Okay. It's a big subject. Ayin Sham says Mishnah Berurah, Chasar or Yasar. Afilu Mateva Loi Nishtana L'Kriyas B'Zeh. Even if the word, it doesn't change the reading of it. Kagoyin B'Malei B'Chasar K'Kaman, like an extra vav or an extra yud. Here, the example they give in my picture is Kol bechoyer be'eretz Mitzrayim, with above, without above. Mi bechoyer adam, with above, without above. Ois achas, one letter. Vafilu im kutzu shoyod chasar ma'akev, kede isa b'menachas. Even if it's just missing a kutzu shoyod. Okay, I have to do a better job of this, but the kutzu shoyod is the thorn on the bottom of the fat part of the yud. Okay, I'm going to have to take pictures of this for you. Okay, it's still possible. Meruba. First of all, the punishment of the soifer is a lot. So the Mishnah Berurah is going, besides Milvad Avon Gazal Chamer, besides the fact that he stole money from you. So this is not good. This is not a good occupation to go in if you're having trouble in the Yerushalayim area. The Chored L'Dvar Hashem. Ro'isi L'Hatik Pailoshin HaLavosh. Hatzorach Ma'od L'Nyanenu. Says Mr. Brown, I'm going to copy here the language of the L'Vush, which is very needed for our Inyan. Dezel L'Shonoi. V'loi K'misha Oysen Achshav Kama Soifrim. Not like what many Soifrim do nowadays. Shemanichim Ne'orim Hamislamdim L'Chdoiv Tefillin. That they let amateurs write tefillin, kidei sheyargilim b'ksav, so that they could train them in writing. V'achakach roya sofer nichtavu kel chasan. So the sofer says he has a bunch of kids sitting around the table, a bunch of 15. All right, let's see if you guys know how to write tefillin. Write a pair of tefillin. And he says afterwards, yeah, this one's good, this one's not good. He says nichtavu kel chasan mechaserosan v'yiserosan v'sagi li b'hachi, and they suffice with it. Then they put it in the bias, they put it into the compartment, they sell it, and whatever income comes in, the sofer takes it as the tuition money. Umar lehem pnei yeter. And they rationalize this. What do you mean? It's a chesed. We're giving them a livelihood. We're training them to earn a livelihood. We're not training them in some kind of devious career. We're giving them a career in Klei Kodesh. But says, whatever reward they're getting, they lose it in the loss they're causing. They're not doing the right thing. Ki hanar nar, because a kid is a kid. He doesn't know between his right and his left. You think this kid, he just had Fruity Pebbles, and then on the way here he had Twizzlers, and then he learns a little Safras, and then after that, I mean, you think this kid is able to write a pair of tefillin, but in lo shum kavana ba'olam, you think he's mechavin l'shem kedushas havaya. He doesn't even know what havaya is. Rakim kimis askim b'ksiva liyapo yisaksav. They're just learning calligraphy in their minds. V'loy l'shum kedusha v'shum kavana smitzah ba'olam v'harei oynesh ha'soifer meruba ma'od. The punishment of the soifer is very great. Shemach shel ashabriyos, because he's causing people to stumble. Because he's allowing them to wear a pasul tefillin. Could the elbasiv yotes? V'loy oid. Not only that, could they lashbiach es mikchai, in order to praise his merchandise. Yoimer asofer l'chol. He tells them, ani kasavtem. I wrote it. And people say, who's the sofer? Right? It's like you go into a restaurant, and the mashkiach there is, you know, He was converted 2 days ago. He knows Aleph, but he's not yet up to Beis. And he asks, who's the Mashgiach? Oh, the Mashgiach! Oh, is the Av Bezdin Badatz. Really? Does he even know where the restaurant is? No, he never heard of the concept of a restaurant. But it's under, so that's the same thing. It's very nice that there's a label on it. But this guy didn't write the tefillin. And nothing against the Badatz. Badatz just means, you know, Bezdin, I'm not saying which one. Okay. Alkin, Yizar Kol Soifer. Anyone who does this is going to face the repercussions of Kabal Oinshim Harbim Oid, is going to be severely punished. Valeyam Nemar, about such people we say, Orr Oisam Lechas Hashem Rumiya, cursed are those who perform the work of God deceitfully. Alkin Yizar Kol Soifer Yisrach Mizah, every server has to be careful, distance himself from this, Vitoivloi, the V'toivloi, and it will be good for him. Why? De lishman ha'amur eitzel tefillin. When we say tefillin have to be lishman, ena kavana l'shem bala tefillin. Lishman doesn't mean, Yankel is a gvir. I'm writing it for Yankel. That's not what lishman means. K'moy gabe get, like a get where the service is right for that woman. De tzarch l'shem ha'ishva isha, that has to be for the sake of the man and the woman. Rak l'shem kedushas tefillin. Lishman means for the sake of the sanctity of the tefillin, ayin sham. The siyam al zat. Levush concludes. Umin aray. Lemish yeish kach biyada limnois koisvei tefillin muhuganim anshe emes soine betza balei toira yirei aloikim mecharedim al dvaroi b'chol ir. It is fitting. Anyone who has the kach to appoint that those who write tefillin should be fitting, truthful, who hate illicit gain, tamidei chachamim, God-fearing, the same way you appoint proper slaughterers and those who know how to check the animal, you can't believe every soifer. If their intent is just to make a buck, and to make it look nice, even though wanting to make tefillin look nice, it's a good kavana, taka, that is a nice kavana. If the kavana of the sofer is to want to make the tefillin look good. V'af ki gam kavana zu toiva hoysa liyapais ha-mitzvah b'noya zeh. But that's only if they're having kavana l'shma as well. Davka im hoyalem kavana kedusha gam kein. Avol b'zeh, but if their intention is, because they think they're an artist, einum nizarim, but like this, they're not nizar, v'day b'zeh adkan l'shoin hatar. Basically, Levush said, you get the picture, And you have to be very careful of the status of the sefer you purchased from. The kasa v'sefer beishen. Who's beishen? Baruch Shamar? Yeah? How do you know that? Aha, that's a good way. Okay. V'kasav, thank you. V'kasav v'sefer Baruch Shamar. By the way, the Baruch Shamar was a Rishon. There's a legend about the Baruch Shamar that he was not successful in learning and he only know how to daven Baruch Shamar. And he was mispalah with such kavana that the Rebbeinu Shem should open up his mind. I believe that's why the name of the sefer is Baruch Shamar. Does it say that in the Dershu? In this picture one, it's not giving me the Rashi Tevas. Because of the Baruch Shamar, yichtav oisiyos toivim, you should write good letters, utamimais, whole letters, v'loy shavurais, not broken, uvimasun, deliberately, patiently, uvikavana gedoyla, with great intent, person should not hasten. Figures, why should I write so good? I could write two Sifrei Torah instead of one and make another $100,000. Because whatever profit you're going to get will be lost. You're going to end up losing your soul. You're making the rabbim sin. Anyone who writes good tefillin, kosher tefillin, in accordance with your ability, scharoi, kafel, umechupal, your reward is doubled, quadrupled, v'nitzal, midina shal gehenim. It's good to know, so if anybody wants to be saved from gehenim, an easy solution is, write a very nice sefer Torah. V'kasa b'sefer chasidim simen pehe, v'tzidkasai, or samachai, you should say, v'tzidkasai oimed esal'ad, one's righteousness lasts forever. Zeh mezake rabim, kagoyin hamalamid liyirei Hashem tikkun tefillin. For example, someone who teaches God-fearing people to fix tefillin of others. Va'ayin b'simin lamites masai adam roi lichtav tefillin. We'll see in simin lamites at what point, at what stage one reaches the level that they can write tefillin. Okay, one more sif very quickly. Kol parsha achar. Sheikhtavena Yikra. Call Parsha, every Parsha. Achar Sheikhtavena, after you write it, Yikraena Hitav. Read it well, Bekavana. With intent, Vidiktuk, Pa'amim Vishalosh, twice, three times. Vyachsar Vyikraena. And read it again, Kaidim Shinena Betoich Beisa, before you put it in the Bais. Kidei Shaloi Tischalif Parsha Beparsha. So that you don't switch it. So again, every Parsha after you write it, you should read it three times. And, okay, so now I read it three times, so I put it on the side. Before you put it in the bayis, read it again to make sure you're putting in the right parsha. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Yikra'ena Heitev, Shem Yimsa Eza Ois Chaser Be'eza Parsha, Loi Hi Levada Nifsala, Ela Gam Komasha Achareha. If you find any ois missing in a parsha, it alone is not possible, but everything written after it, Mishum Sheyu Shaloi Kisidron Kalel Bereish HaSemen. Okay, thanks everybody. I wish you all a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.